10% of college students borrow more than $40,000 to pay for college. Many experts believe that that is too much debt for a 20-something college grad to carry. But what can students and families do to avoid getting in over their heads in student loan debt? Haley Chitty, a spokesman for the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, says that while Congress should simplify the financial aid process to make it easier for borrowers to understand, it's also up to the financial aid offices to ensure that students understand the responsibility they have as borrowers.
There has been an attitude about college, which is get into the best school you can. Don't worry about how you're going to pay for it because your investment will pay for itself many times over. Investing in college is one of the best investments you can make, and it still is. But, you know, I think that is changing a little bit, and students and parents are going to have to become a little bit more savvy consumers, and I think there's a role for the financial aid office to help them there to really understand how much, you know, they have to pay for college and what they can expect to make after college.
Financial aid offices across the country are stepping up to meet the challenge, offering advice to their students on how to avoid taking out too much in student loans. Cheryl Willard is the Associate Director of Financial Aid at Baldwin-Wallace College. She says that she encourages students to come to her office if they think they're getting in too deep.
The most important piece of information I can share with any family is communicate with the financial aid office. It's very, very important that the student and the family reach out. Even the student you mentioned earlier who sees a change in financial aid compared to what he received a year or two ago, very, very important to reach out to that financial aid staff, have a conversation with them, and see what the institution can do in terms of allowing that student to stay there, because an institution does not want to see a student have to stop out after only being at their school for a year or two.
Willard says that Baldwin-Wallace has started a committee to promote financial literacy among its students. The committee will begin distributing information to students as they arrive for orientation this summer and will continue throughout the year. Vince Cleveland, a fifth-year senior at Baldwin-Wallace who has taken out over $50,000 in loans to pay for his education, advises students in his shoes to look into the possibility of community college, especially for lower-level courses.
Take that stuff somewhere else where college is a lot cheaper. You know, go to a community college where, you know, you can pay $30 to $80 a credit, you know, at a community college, whereas if you're at a college like Baldwin-Wallace or a college like CSU, you're taking something like $500 a credit hour, $500 to $700 a credit hour.
Most classes offered at community colleges are designed so that they will count for core credit at four-year colleges and universities. Kathy Simoneau is the director of the Office of Scholarships and Financial Aid at Loyola University, New Orleans. She encourages students to take work-study jobs on campus. Although many of these jobs pay at or near minimum wage, they are often a part of a student's financial aid package and can put a serious dent in the amount of loan money needed to make ends meet. Simoneau says that one thing frustrates her more than anything when working with high-need students.
What makes me insane some days is when we've had these long, prolonged talks with families working out the money and what we can and cannot do, and then I see the student go make the choice to live in the most expensive single room in our most expensive dorm on campus and take the most expensive meal plan, even after we've done all this counseling.
Often the most expensive meal plan is far more than what a student needs, leaving him or her paying for meals that will never be eaten. Loyola also offers its students online resources to help them understand student loans and money management. Ultimately, the key to not taking out too much in student loans is being financially responsible. Mark Kantrowitz, the publisher of FineAid.org and FastWeb.com, says that it's important for students to know when they sign a loan that they will have to pay it back.
Read the paperwork. Pay attention to what you're signing. Often, students sign papers without taking a careful look, and it's only after they graduate that they suddenly realize how much debt they've taken on and what the interest rates are.
It's generally accepted that federal loans with their fixed interest rates and better repayment terms are better for students than variable rate private loans. Shelley Repp is general counsel for the National Council of Higher Education Loan Programs. He says that borrowers need to make sure they've considered all of their options before taking out private loans.
They should go into it with eyes wide open, not with their head in the sand, about what their obligations are going to be after they leave school. And they need to be able to make the assessment that they're going to be able to manage that.
Kantrowitz offers an anecdote to students that sums up what they should do to be financially responsible. Live like a student when you're in school, so you don't have to live like a student after you graduate. By being frugal and gaining an understanding of how the financial aid system works, students can help to ensure that they will be able to leave their days of eating ramen noodles behind when they graduate. This is Jason Sokol of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.